Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. About a month ago, I was back home in Houston, Texas, talking about 12 mistakes that Polish people make when they speak the English language. And these words were mostly fun words like Presley, Disney, you know, Levi's jeans, not words that you'll necessarily use every day. And in my comments section, I got a lot of interesting comments, and a few people recommended that I make another video talking about more concrete everyday words that really could be problematic for Polish people. In all my years of teaching English, I have a great mental list of some of those, and I want to share them with you today. And before I go any further, I'd like to point out that in no way do I feel that my way of speaking English is superior to people in the UK or Australia or South Africa or Canada or any other native English-speaking country. This is the way I talk, and all the years I've been teaching, you know, I've used so many different sources of material from around the world that the accent you hear now is kind of an artificial learned accent. The real way I talk, the Alabama style or the Southern style, comes back a little bit when I'm around people, and you can kind of pick that up, especially when I come back from America. But when I teach, it goes back to this kind of way of talking. So if you prefer another accent out there, more power to you, go with that accent. But this is just my way. So we're going to talk today about 10 words, 10 more words that I think can be improved when Polish people try to speak English. Let's get started. And today, for a change, let's count down from 10 to 1, just to make it different, just to do something unique. Number 10 is vehicle. 99 times out of 100, my students come in here, and for some reason, it's just pre-programmed, they say vehicle. So very strong three syllables, vehicle, but in my way of saying it, in the American accent that I know, it's vehicle. Vehicle. Number 9 on the list is one that really gets me, it gets in my ear, and there's no way that I can ignore this mistake, and it's success. If you're Polish watching right now, you've probably heard it yourself or said it yourself, sukces, right? The stress goes on that first syllable, sukces, but it's success, success. Put a nice strong intonation, a nice stress on the second syllable, success. Number 8, another pet peeve of mine, another one that I hear very, very frequently is education pronounced this way. Education. Education. My education was Polytechnical University. Not edu, but edu. The U becomes itself a U after the hard consonant D. Education. Education. Number 7 on the list is one that's a word that I use a lot, and when they repeat it, there's a mistake, and it's regularly. It's very important that my students prepare for the test regularly and learn every day. They should learn regularly to improve their English skills. And when they come back and say it to me, they said, I learned regularly. So those four syllables in regularly, regularly, kind of get the wrong stress or a little bit too much Polish vowel use there. It's regularly. Regularly, not regularly, but regularly. Number 6 and number 5, I'm going to talk about those in the same little talk here. There are two words that look very similar when spelled, but they're pronounced oh so differently. They are recipe and receipt. So if you want to prepare a meal, you follow a recipe. Very simple. I hear recip very often, or recipe, something strange, some kind of deformation of that word. And the other one, when you buy something at the store or at the shop, you get a receipt. Not a recept. The word in Polish, recepta, is like a prescription for drugs. So there's a lot of confusion there. So again, recipe for cooking, receipt is what you get when you buy a product. You can return it later. Recipe and receipt. Fourth on the list is a word that I use in every single class, every day of the week, and it's pronunciation. The verb to pronounce, okay? And Polish people don't have problems with pronounce, but when they try to use it in the noun form, pronunciation I hear very often, no, no, pronunciation. Pronunciation to pronounce. The third one on the list today is one that I almost forgot about. It's one that someone actually put in the comment section. A few people actually mentioned that. If you read the comments, you'll see it, and it's iron, all right? The way that I personally say it is iron. It is two syllables, but when you say it quickly, it sounds like one kind of messed up syllable, iron. But Polish people very often say iron. I have to iron my shirt. Iron. I have to iron my shirt. And if I remember well, the British pronunciation sounds something, it's a little bit similar. Iron. Iron. Americans say iron. At least I do. Number two in the list is a perfect example of why learning English can be so complicated for so many people. The word is comfortable. I hope my students sit comfortably in their classroom here, and when I hear it pronounced, it's four syllables. It's comfortable. Comfortable. Are you comfortable? Yes, I'm comfortable. Not comfortable, but comfortable. We eat the sound, we eat the vowels, we do it, we're guilty of it. You just have to be like us and say it the same way. So, comfortable, no, comfortable. It's three syllables at the end of the day. And the final one, the one that I love the most, the one that really, especially with kids, we go over fruits and vegetables. It's pronounced in kind of a similar way to comfortable. Everything is pronounced syllable by syllable. They say vegetable, vegetable. I eat my fruits and vegetables. Not vegetable, but again, we're eating part of the word, vegetable, 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 vegetable. So those are 10 words today that I think really are at the forefront of my mind from all these years of teaching English that I hear most often. There are plenty more back there. I have to do some brainstorming to kind of retrieve them. But if you like this video, if you find it educational, and you'd like to have more, let me know. Maybe, just maybe, I'll make some more in the future. If you are a subscriber, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Click the button right here in my game section of my cabinet, of my bookcase, so you'll become a subscriber. Have a great day and see you in the next episode.